Back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF on this Thursday morning, I'm Sam Speck alongside Griff Walker with the Boys and Girls Club here in Coffeyville, as we've got a lot to discuss today, as well as kind of before we get into everything that's coming up on the agenda here, kind of wanted to backtrack as well. We were speaking a little bit off the air of what you guys have been doing with kind of that gift exchange type thing is what you were saying with the jackets and coats. Griff, real quick, thanks for coming in here on this Thursday morning, but man, how did that go?
Yes, first of all, good morning, and thank you, KGGF, for letting us come in and talk about the Boys and Girls Club and the great things that we're doing. It went awesome. We partnered with Life Point Church. My team director, which is Alicia Melton, she got this coordinated, and we also involved the Salvation Army. And we wanted to do something with the kids to get them a better understanding of providing warmth and then be the leader of this project. They went around and collected coats, and they went around and collected mittens. And we were able to provide about 32 coats for families in Coffeyville for warmth.
Yeah, that's great. Again, just doing great stuff for people here in Coffeyville. And then again, the organization is nationwide, but here in Coffeyville specifically, that's where we're focused on today. Now, you mentioned Salvation Army as well. You guys have been busy just hand in hand at work with them. And you had mentioned adopting some families as well.
Yes, this year we do a lot of times people think, well, the club's just for taking in to help the kids. Well, we want to make sure that the community understands we are civically engaged as well. We really promote that through our kids. So the staff, the families, we all got together. Instead of buying gifts for each other in-house for our company parties and family parties, we decided to adopt four families. And we wanted to give a need to the Salvation Army on those four families by not providing gifts to ourselves. So we felt that that was an awesome venture for us, and it's just another step to show that organization's growing and it's able to impact the community in other ways.
And hopefully it rubs off on people as well, because you look at an action such as that and you wonder, man, what if half of the population did something like that? You know, this world would be a lot more, you know, helping hand. It would be a lot more peaceful. Yes. We would, you know, treat each other like sisters and brothers, like, you know, truly we are. We're all human at this point. You know, it doesn't make any sense as to why there is, but to, you know, it's inspiring to hear that there are organizations and groups of people, and you know, you just want to pass that along. And again, hopefully it rubs off to the general public out there in Coffeyville. And again, it's got to start somewhere with the inspiration. So
yes it does.
All right, well, let's get into what we want to discuss here today. Coming up with Christmas time, you guys do a little thing with the enforcement officers, I believe. Is it just the ones here in Coffeyville, or do you kind of go around the county as well? And who's involved with this whole Shop with a Cop?
It's actually our 11th year to do the Shop with a Cop, but considering time and where we've made the biggest impact, we call it our 10th annual Shop with a Cop this year. Dusty Cantrell, he's a local boy, Kentro Jewelry in town. It's their younger son. He came to me one day about 11 years ago and said, hey, I want to start this program. Can you help me? And so we got this program started. Well, this year we want to really blow this program up, because it's built so many relationships, and it's promoted a sense of life, a sense of giving, and a sense of understanding that kids, if you work hard, you can earn something as well. And then it also, the cool thing about it is the relationships it builds with the officers. Well, when Dusty created this, it encompassed all those different things and qualities that I talked about. So this year we're going to have Dusty Cantrell come back. He's no longer in Coffeyville. He's moved down to Oklahoma, I think Ardmore area. And he's going to come back, and he's going to be presented with an award from the police station and the Boys and Girls Club. We feel that without this program, we wouldn't have been able to impact our community and community report with, you know, having kids shop at Walmart and then allowing them to get gifts, which, you know, puts an income there. It just shows a lot of different realms. It also builds the relationship with the kids as well. So we felt from this adventure that Dusty has created, it has set an impact that our Boys and Girls Club can put on the community of Coffeyville that says that we have self-worth and we have a value that is not just a daycare, but it is a business.
Yep.
So Dusty's going to come back. We're going to have a plaque that we've created, the Coffeyville Police Department's created for us. It's going to have 25 slots on it. And each year we're going to find an individual in the community that is an outstanding citizen, and we're going to pick that person to come and represent us on that day so their name can go on that plaque. So the Shop with the Cop is amazing. It's $50 per kid. they get to go shopping. This year we had the kids sit down with their parents and create Christmas lists and grocery lists, whatever they wanted to put on there ahead of time. The officers were really involved this year and the fire station to, you know, give us ideas to make it better, make it faster. We're going to push about 185 to 200 kids through Walmart in about an hour and a half. Shop, gift wrapped, everything. So, you know, it's going to be an amazing adventure, and I just love to see it growing on people and love to see people wrapping gifts that day. You know, and who says, you know, in Coffeyville, they don't have any kind hard things down there when you got everyone there wrapping gifts and doing one of the biggest Christmas Shop with the Cops in the nation.
Yeah, yeah. You said a lot of great points in there, a lot of inspiring things as well, because you're right. In today's day and age, you're one click away from a bad video that gives you, a viewpoint of a police officer or any enforcement officer by that means in a negative manner. Yes. And it's so easy to look at them and in every industry there's a bad seed. Don't tell me that there's not going to be. In every industry there is, but the vast majority of them are out there trying to keep this community safe. They are trying to make it a safer place, and you need to have that comfortability with them. Obviously, you know, I went through high school, I had my struggles, I had speeding tickets, you know, I was annoyed, you don't want to get pulled over for speeding, but at the same time, you know, I have really moved aside that and realized, you know, I need to be able to trust that phone call if I need it, because there will be one day. I haven't needed it yet, but there will be one day that I need it there. And growing that trust, you know, from a young age, it makes a big difference, because if they have that impact of negativity towards a cop, mm-hmm. what are they going to think when they get to 15, 16 years old, other than negativity? And it's hard to break that.
It's very much so, and you're exactly right, Sam. We have had several stories. One that comes to mind is Jerry Hamm and his wife Norma. I say it about every year, but and Ed Rutherford, which is a retired cop from here, he's standing at the front and he's helping a kid, and Ed's helped him, got him through shopping, and they get back up there to get the gift wrapped, and the kid, Ed said, "This kid isn't talking to me." And Norma said, "Well, did you ask him his name?" And he said, "Yeah, I've asked him his name." And then so Norma's like, "Well, why won't you tell him your name?" And the kid goes, "Because my daddy said don't talk to the police, they're bad." so it was just, I looked over and I seen it kind of looked, and then I said, kind of gave him the cut it off. So Ed laughed, and those are the type of relationships that, you know, everybody says, well, you don't see them all the time. Well, that's one kid that you didn't expect to say that in Coffeyville. And so I try to change the mindset of Coffeyville people thinking, they say, well, that only happens in Coffeyville, not very often. Boy, it does happen in Coffeyville. It's just hidden. It's behind closed doors. So it's up to us at Coffeyville to accept those problems and address them as they come the best way we can without any, you know, critics or any decisions on our part, because we don't judge anyone.
Yeah, it's not going to go away if you just bury it and, you know, and avoid it and just say that it's not there. It's going to be there, and if you attack it with a plan and then you can go with it. Another good point that you made as well, you had mentioned it's $50 per kid. Is that kind of the spending money that they get when they go in there? Or is there a limit that they can spend?
Yeah, it's the only limit they have. They get $50, but they have to include tax in the $50. Mm-hmm. And the qualifications goes off of attendance at club. It goes off of if they completed their smart moves, which now is positive action. If their fees have been paid, if the parents have set up the form to pay their fees and get things where the kids can participate, or did scholarships, follow through the process so that all our kids are accounted for in club for our data. And then also if their behaviors have improved, or if they've had great behaviors of their own, and if they've completed civic engagement. So right there, it encompasses everything, and they have to have at least attended 52 days or more in the first semester. So that allows us to tie all those things together and then come up with the number of kids. So you're looking at 185 kids across the Boys and Girls Club that have participated 52 days or more. And if you look at the curriculum by the national standards, it shows that kids that attend 52 days or more increases their graduation rates. So that's why we focus our points around that, so that we're benefiting the kid.
If there was ever one thing I learned from middle school and high school, it would have been 50% easier if I had just gone. You know, if I just attended, you know.
Just attended. just walking there. To club.
Just go, just go to class, go to club, whatever it may be. Just learning that simple skill to just be there and just kind of get your work done is a huge skill that you can learn with that. But again, you had mentioned as well the kind of depth that you go with this. I love the ability for them to kind of create the list, whether it's for themselves, for their family, for their friends. You know, it kind of have them expand that sort of empathy feeling with others as well, because I'm sure they'll buy something for their mom or their dad or something. And again, they didn't have to, but they take that money and they go spend it elsewhere, which is inspiring there. But then at the same time, you know, they're the ones going through shopping. You know, you don't get to shop with mom and dad anymore. It's with a cop. This is cool. Yeah. I'm rolling around. Yeah, you know, I'm shopping here and here. So that's, again, just a great, great event. So, Griff, go ahead and give our listeners all of the details. When's it happening? Again, it's $50 to get it done. And obviously, you know, there are a little bit of requirements with that. So give all the listeners all the details they need to know.
Okay, just following up. December 19th, 8 o'clock, is the volunteers need to be at Walmart. Wrappers. We need rappers. We need officers. We're just calling off. We need reporters for media. This is an amazing event. And about 8:15, we're going to do the special contribute to Dusty Cantrell. And then we're just going to have a great time. We'll have about $10,000 worth of gifts and things that will be given out that day, and they'll be wrapped. So please come out and support it. And then I'd like to leave you with one facto from the Boys and Girls Club. I was listening to the radio, and I'm going to put this on our Facebook page. Did you know that every ant in the world is accumulative to the weight of every human in the world?
Oh, my Lord. It that's is pretty, just sheer mass and population of ants?
Yeah. Oh, so that's just things cow. That, I mean, I look at when you work on, when you see small things and you're working at it and you're working on those things, you know, and they can carry like 3 or 4 or 5 times their weight. And so it's just, that's what kids and their knowledge and things I look about every day. If you invest that little bit into a kid, it starts to multiply times another kid. And then you don't realize how much weight or knowledge that kid has or those kids have compared to adults.
Yeah.
So awesome. Yeah.
And great analogy used there here is, again, speaking with Griff Walker with the Boys and Girls Club here in Coffeyville. We got just a couple of minutes left here, so let's show off. What are some new items going on at the club over there?
Oh, man, we have some awesome stuff going on out there. We have the Kids Lit Grant, which is led by my director, Lacey Creeble. It's a reading program. It's kindergarten through fifth grade now. Last year it was just kindergarten through third grade. We got another grant that allowed us to hire another full-time position, which Alicia Melton came on, and now she does third and fifth. We're serving about 50 kids a semester there and on that program there. And then it also allows me to have extra full-time staff to do greater things within the club. So that grant is awesome. Kudos to those two ladies that do a wonderful job there. Then we have another program that's super awesome. It's the UPS Road Code Grant, and they actually sent us a simulated steering wheel with pedals and everything so we can work with our teenagers on driving. And then you have a UPS driver come in and they help us for a day get these kids through this test simulation. And it comes up on the screen, and I mean, you got kids driving. And
yeah, I love that. I love the interaction.
Oh, man, it's awesome. So that's a new cool thing. And then we have Freddie Gomez. He's my new dance teacher. And Freddie comes in every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, gives the kids 2 hours a day, and does an awesome job with the girls there. We have a girls' dance team, and we have a boys' team. The girls' team will be dancing January 22nd at the Coffeyville Red Ravens game halftime show.
Nice.
This is our first performance, so please, guys, get out. These girls have worked. I think you guys seen some posts of them probably 3 or 4 weeks ago of their first event. And then last, my robotics team went to Kansas City this last weekend. We placed 11th out of 12th. James Elliott, thank you for driving the boys up there. We had a crunch last week in vehicles. Him and his wife provided vehicles down there at Legacy Insurance. They did a wonderful job there, and we just want to say thank you for that because the boys had a great time. And if you want to see our robot, please come to 502 Walnut. John Deere, they helped us create that robot. Man, I can't say any more. And then Alan Calkins, there's just tons of things going on at the club that I'm truly blessed to be the CEO of that organization.
Good stuff. Again, that is the CEO of the Boys and Girls Club here of Coffeyville, Griff Walker. Again, shop with the cop next week. And, Griff, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
It's a mighty 690 KGGF.